of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around and it was snorting blood and looked at me and I thought, oh no, here it comes.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we will damn sure engage in reckless, slanderous speculation. Our animal this morning,
the hated, the despised, the feared.
But in this case, the welcomed animal, the mosquito, which came to the aid of law enforcement in a high-speed chase in Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Yes, it was the mosquitoes, sort of, to the
rescue. I
didn't
think they were hanging around this late in the year.
Oh, sure, sure. You'll still get some mosquitoes, around.
Oh, they're probably looking around for one last big fat job.
Oh, big,
score.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you'll get those in Wisconsin. You'll get some big fat jobs you can sink your needle into.
This one tastes like cheese.
cheese and beer. So here's what happened. We had a high-speed chase going on in this small town of Campbellsport, Wisconsin. And it was this guy who, it all started off with this guy who went into the Piggly Wiggly grocery store.
Oh, I remember the Piggly Wiggly.
And he swiped three bottles of Jaeger this last Tuesday. Guy goes in there, takes three bottles of Jaeger.
I'm surprised in Wisconsin they don't keep the liquor behind like a locked cabinet. Or you can just pull bottles of Jaeger off the shelves. This is a bad practice in Wisconsin, I would think.
They do chain up the aisles on, I think, is when is it?
Put the Henny back there?
Yeah. I think they usually chain them up during the hours when they can't sell it.
Okay, yeah.
So anyways, the manager of the Piggly Wiggly sees this guy.
Get your Jägermeister at Piggly Wiggly.
Load up a cart with $1,400 worth of Jäger, okay? Three bottles of Jäger, $1,400, that can't
be
right.
That must be three cases of
Jäger. Yeah, it must have been. And the manager right away knows who this guy is because he's seen him do it
and
before.
I'm glad the Piggly Wiggly has Jägermeister by the case. That is accessible to the public.
Well, this is Wisconsin. This is the fourth time that he has seen this guy steal Jaeger from his store. So he knows.
Somebody's getting buzzed.
All right. So this guy calls 911, and the manager of the Piggly Wiggly calls 911. But this guy makes a run for it with his cases of Jaeger, and he gets into the car and off he goes. All right. Well, they call the police. And in most states, in most municipalities, some guy stealing a case or two of Jaeger, the cops aren't even going to come out. But in Wisconsin, stealing liquor, that's a criminal. That is of the highest order. They're going to come after you for that. So the cops get off, and they get in their car, and off they go, and they're chasing this guy. But this guy's just a little too fast for him. They're not going to be able to catch the Jaeger thief until this guy realizes, well, this guy, he sees the cops behind him, and he pulls his car off to the side of the road, and he makes a dash out into a cornfield in Wisconsin there, and he's running.
Just seen out of Tommy Boy.
He grabs a few bottles of Jaeger with him, yeah. So, he can have that in the cornfield with him as he's running and hide out from the police. He can down some Jaeger while he's hiding from the cops. Well, the cops, they pull over to the side of the road, too, and like, all right, where is he? He's somewhere in this field. He's somewhere in here, but this is a big cornfield. I don't know. We're probably never going to find him, but let's wait him out, okay? Well, this guy's in the cornfield, and the mosquitoes are all over the place in the cornfield. They're buzzing around.
Looks like Linus with a big cloud of dirt behind him.
And this guy, after about an hour of battling the mosquitoes in the cornfield, yep, all that going on, the guy says, that's it, I give up.
I can't take this no more.
Besides, I've had an hour of Jaeger consumption. I'm pretty happy right now. I can't take any more of this. He puts his arms up in the air and stumbles out of the field. You got me. And I mean stumbles because he drank some Jaeger.
And those the mosquitoes are attracted to sugar.
Yeah, they love that stuff.
Yeah.
Said one of the hummingbirds
to a feeder.
Said one of the arresting officers, when we handcuffed him, he asked us to wipe his forehead because he had 15 to 20 mosquitoes on his forehead at the time. And so they brought him in. I don't know if they ever got all the Jaeger, but at least they got the guy, thanks to the mosquitoes in Wisconsin who attacked this man.
It was a sting operation.